Reborn out of disaster, four survivors rose again to form a legion of the world's strangest heroes. Da-da-da-doom Patrol!
Welcome once again to the Doom Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Scott Coles, and with me as always
is Murray Fox. And this week we are looking at Doom Patrol number 23 from January 1989. Mm-hmm. It is a Grant Morrison, Richard Case, Scott Hanna production.
Mm-hmm. This one is titled The Butterfly Collector.
Right on.
Four reasons that shall become obvious.
Very, very soon. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've got what looks like a scrapbook on the cover with pictures of little butterflies and pictures of the Doom Patrol scattered on top of them.
Yeah, not sure what exactly is going on.
Looks like, what are they, little Polaroids?
Mm-hmm. Polaroids are... You may have to Google that, kids. I don't know if you guys remember what Polaroids
years are. Years and years ago.
Before your digital cameras.
That's right.
And your cell phones.
Polaroids were the instant camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we open, and we have a man, well, presumably a man in some sort of kingly robe.
Yeah, he's
walking along a large parquet floor. There's a butterfly on the ground. He says, did you think you could ever escape? Do you dream of an end to pain? There is no way out. There is no end. Especially not today. He pokes the butterfly and walks, I don't know if he steps on it or just walks by it, walks away from it.
Uh-huh.
A smashed wing beats in slow motion. The wave of a hand conjures the music of Vivaldi out of the thin air. For today is my wedding day, he says. With double page spread of a huge gallery, and I guess it's entirely full of a butterfly collection.
It is, yeah, he's got
millions of butterflies pinned to the wall.
Yes, it's quite an ornate little place there.
Yeah. Emphasis on ornate, less emphasis on little, because it's vast.
Yeah, it goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. And we cut to Rhode Island, Doom Patrol headquarters. The wind from the east. The chief is talking to Josh, asking about the weather.
Like you do. They're probably Canadian right now.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of cold. Yeah, what is that? It's what we call the Lorenz Attractor, a computer image of the infinite hidden structure contained in a chaotic stream of data. A picture of the rules that govern weather, for example. Josh is like, I'll take your word for it. Weather is completely unpredictable, you see. Theoretically, a catastrophic cyclone in Bangladesh can be traced back to something as simple as the tiny perturbations made in the air by the wing of a butterfly in South America. It's a chain reaction, event and consequence that... Yeah, listen, it's not that I don't want to talk meteorology with you or anything, but I really came up to tell you that I'd like to accept your offer. I'd like to stay on with the Doom Patrol.
All right.
And she's like, fine, drives off.
You don't want to listen to my treatise on the weather and butterfly wings? I'm out of here.
Screw you, buddy.
Catch you later.
I was talking some serious shit there. He's like, that's under the terms we agreed, though. I'm with the team purely in a medical capacity. No more superhero stuff, okay? Fine, I said, Joshua, fine. Your expertise will be most welcome. I think it's essential that the Doom Patrol have some good, solid in-house backup. And now I'd like you to meet the second member of what I've come to think of as the Outer Team. She arrived 10 minutes ago. I believe you already know Dorothy Skinner.
And there she is.
The gorilla-faced girl. Previously in...
Copperberg's run, I think.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I think it was issue 15.
Yeah, it was towards the end.
It was sort of, it seemed almost like a fill-in issue between what was going on and then we went into the invasion stuff.
Right.
So we cut to, looks like, oh, it's Eleanor and her husband's apartment, I guess.
Right.
Well, the doctor who has been absorbed into Rebus.
That's right. This is going to be an awkward conversation.
Yeah. I guess she told him, he told him, and he's not taking it too well.
Well, who would? I mean, really.
I remember the dolls, says Rebus. Didn't I collect dolls? 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 Look at this! He smashes his glass, cuts his hand, gets blood on the picture of the two of them. Remember that old German guy that took this the day before you hurt your foot going up to the Acropolis? You were stuck in the hotel for 3 days playing Trivial Pursuit. This is us! This is us. Rebus is like, the dolls are very beautiful, Dan. I'd like to take one away with me, if you don't mind. Totally ignoring them.
Yeah.
This is a common theme in the Morris and Ronnie's. Someone trying to explain something to a Doomsday member and then just sort of not really paying attention at all.
Yeah, here it starts.
They're just sort of disconnected.
Uh-huh.
So they go to a hospital. And Cliff, remember to bring those tapes, yeah? How many times do I have to tell you, Cliff? I brought everything. I don't know. I can't see country music bringing anyone out of a coma. I mean, it put me into one.
Hear, hear.
Fourth floor, pal. I'm here to continue my plastic surgery. Get in the elevator, and the people in the elevator kind of freaked out. So they go up, and they go down to, I guess they're looking for Rhea Jones.
That's right.
And, oh no, it looks like her room has been trashed.
Just a little bit.
And then it's like, we've had some problems.
Yeah, you think? Oh, and an ad for Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah. Is it the TV show or the movie? The movie.
It looks like the movie Return.
It's not even the quote-unquote good one.
No, but this is a message. Keep the planet clean and green.
Yeah. So saith the Swamp Thing.
All right.
Yeah, we got back to the control headquarters. Looks like they're in the process of painting.
Well, sure. You got to give them a... You got to touch things up. Get rid of the old Justice League graffiti that is, I'm sure, all over the place.
Oh, yeah, totally. Flash was here. All that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I guess the chief found her after invasion and called her and asked her to come by. You must have heard about what happened to me when the team bomb went off. And they're walking. He's trying to get her to explain to him. And he's like, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Dorothy. Did you hear something? Kind of like squishy footsteps. He turns around and there's this giant bug creature. And he's like, oh no, get back. And he's like, go away, leave us alone. And Dorothy stands her ground and says, you hear me now? Go away. And it sort of just disappears in the mist. She apologizes to him because sometimes these things just jump right up in your head.
There you go.
So I guess she has some sort of psycho manifestations of dream stuff. Who knows?
Well, she'll fit right in.
This is the era of vaguely defined superpowers. So
yeah, the stories aren't about the powers.
Oh, that's true. If you define them nicely and nice and vaguely, then you can use them for whatever you might need to use.
That's right.
Okay, so we cut back to Dan and what's her name?
Rebus. Yeah. Further.
Eleanor. Their apartment. He's washing the blood off his hands. He's like, we're going to get married. You're taking me apart, Eleanor. Rebus, not Eleanor. Listen, just go, will you? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And they hug. And he says, don't get blood on the coat. So clearly, one of them is more into this thing than the other.
That's right.
And that's what happens. The Doom Patrol sucks people in and everybody else gets left behind. Cut to England. High clouds and summer thunder. Holly McKenzie went to sleep in a squat in Brixton. Holly McKenzie wakes up on an Egypt beach. Cast up on the tidal reaches of the Thames, bathed by shallow and temporary waters. The air is bitter with smoke.
Ooh.
smoke and the distinctive smell of burning policemen. Oh, Holly, how could you?
Not to be confused with, you know, like burning homeless or burning.
Yeah. Always smell totally different.
Absolutely.
And from off panel, we get Holly. Over here, Holly. You've been a bad, bad girl, Holly. So terribly bad. I like that.
All right.
She's looking at him and she's like, I can't see you properly. I don't understand what I'm. Who are you? Nobody. Call me Mr. Nobody. Grabs her arm. Cut back to the hospital. And the doctor is explaining that we're not sure what happened, but it happened between 3 and 4 this morning. She's like, she was in a coma. Where could she have gone? And suddenly Jane goes, there's something here. Can't you smell the blood? The heat of the knife on the whetstone? Can't you feel the presence of something departed? Here. It came through here. It took Rhea. A house with no doors. I can't. Bookstore. Quickly, where's the nearest bookstore? And the nurse is like, it's just, what are you doing to me? Reading your mind. You speak too slowly. And she takes off. Books. I need books. And Rhea's like, I'd better stay with it.
Yeah.
She was tearing through traffic over to the bookstore across the street. Smashes through the window instead of using the door.
Well, she's in a hurry.
Yep. And she grabs a book. She says, and she comes in and says, listen, it's okay. She's a superhero. Jane, your hair's full of glass. It's like hell. Still, I got what I need. It's a big pile of books, and she just takes off. He's talking to the owner of the bookstore. He's like, it's the Doom Patrol, okay? Here's the address. We'll take care of the damage. Sorry about writing. Robot fingers, you know. And remember, kids, don't walk through plate glass windows.
This book has it all. It's got your public service announcements.
Yeah. He's chasing after Jane, and Jane goes back to the hospital, I guess. She's got a big pile of books, and she needs scissors. So Robot Man finally goes, I better call you. He's telling him the situation. Meanwhile, she's got scissors and she's cutting random words out of the book. It's a kind of divination, like casting the runes or reading the flights of birds, only with words. He's like, as soon as Reavis gets back, send him down here. Yeah, I got a feeling about this one, Chief. Yeah, right away. She shuffles them all up and they fall like snow. The nurse is like, excuse me, are you with that woman who... Don't worry about it. She's a superhero. And this is answer for everything. Don't worry about it.
That's a catch-all. She's good.
So the text comes down and becomes like a seance. The contact of the living. Listen. Strange doctors of pain. History. Wake up. Alchemy starts in the hour of the knife. The butterfly labyrinth. There's no accident. The skinned retina I plucked from my mother's forehead when a boy. Oh, have you seen the devil with his violet microscope and anesthetic scalpel? The satanic Dr. Stanley favors the entrails of food. The appeal of Michael Mesgirals subjected to murdering martyrs. Only a grave in Mitra Square. The mortuary on Old Montague Street in which he weighs the souls of fireworks or galaxies. The autumn of terror falls to pieces, ruthless prophecies of the secret city. The blue signature of strange attractors. Good night, Mary. Upside us, Jack. The word is murder from boss. You see? What? He's like, Jack the Ripper? Words are the key. The names of the victims open the door. Marianne Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Edwards, Marie Jeanette Kelly, Rhea Jones, RJ, Red Jack. And they open the door and they're in the big butterfly room.
That's right.
Morrison comes back to this point a bit too, the sort of automatic writing, seemingly random words making meaning.
Yeah, I would have not come up with any of that, but.
So she goes in the door and Cliff's like, guess I'd better follow her. Listen, we'll try not to be too long, okay? He closes the door. And she goes, I have to see. You can't just...
Right,
she
opens the door.
Yeah. She opens the door, and it's just more hospital.
That's right. That's the way these things work.
Yeah, and Cliff's like, can't be the Scissor Man again, can it? Jane? Rebus? Jane? Well, he comes to a hollow muse. He's running through the all sorts of fountains and stairways.
All over the place, yeah.
Chandeliers, looks like a forest. There's music going on. Beat Vivaldi sampled and spliced together with the screams of murdered women and butterflies and ring bells. Clang performing bells. Black petals fall from the ceiling. You're late. You're too late. The wedding is over. And he's got the seemingly still comatose Rhea in his arm, a knife in the other arm, and he's on a set of stairs that are trickling water down.
Oh, yeah.
And because she says, Rhea? And thus we come to the end.
That's right. She's at least wearing white for the wedding.
That's true. Luckily, the hospital gowns weren't green.
Right on. This was kind of a neat one. It was like, I don't know, it was almost like a day in the life.
You know, to touch base with everybody, start some plot threads.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, we'll be seeing more of Mr. Nobody at some point in the future.
Yes.
More of Dorothy Spinner's action.
That's right. We're seeing the stages put together here, the pieces put together. Yeah, we're dropping in a couple of characters and setting the seeds for what's coming.
Yeah, so this is the first letters page that deals with Morrison's demeanor.
Right.
So, Doom Patrol 19 was my first issue in over a year. I guess they tried Doom Patrol, didn't really like it, except for the pencils. Steve Lytle pencils. I guess they didn't really dig on the Eric Larson stuff.
Well, he is he's no Steve Lytle. He's an acquired taste.
Totally.
Yes.
So he seems to be cautiously optimistic.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't like Richard Case's pencils, though. This guy's a real, I guess he's a real art dude.
I like how one guy here calls him the National Enquirer of Super Teams.
That's not too far off. Yeah. That's cool. I seem to recall that there were a few people who were very disappointed by the turn things had taken.
Yeah, they kind of let the readers have their say here, and the editor kind of keeps quiet for the most part.
Yeah, this is actually one of the better letters pages of the day, I would say.
Uh-huh.
So far, this letter column seems to be pretty much positives, but I'm sure I remember some people were like, "Oh, this is too weird. I can't take it." Blah blah blah.
Yeah, that's probably coming. Now, Robert Greenberger, he was the editor. Was he the editor during the Kupperberg run? He must have been for a bit of it.
I believe so, yeah.
And then he sticks around for a little while, too, before we get to... There's a couple of neat editors on here, I think.
Art Young comes in at one point. I can't remember who else.
Yeah, I want to say maybe Tom Pyer at some point, but...
possibly even Mark Wade. I don't recall.
Maybe.
We should probably just do research instead of just saying names.
Research, me shirts,
indeed.
Uh-huh.
So, we have I think this is a two-parter.
Yeah.
So
it's a short little one.
You remember when stories could be however long they needed to be?
Yes.
Instead of stretched out to 6 issues.
No matter what.
Enough story for two.
Yes. I think they're maybe getting back to that. Maybe.
I don't know. I hope so. It would be nice to think so.
Yeah. Do a single issue, do a couple double issues. Yeah.
That's all you get, though, these days, is either 6 issues or, like, a single, a filling issue, or...
There's never anything in between.
Yeah. You can't just have, like, this one took 3 to take, 2 to write, you know?
Yes.
There are exceptions, like the two-part stories that were in Brave and the Bold when Krasinski was doing it.
Yeah, that's like true.
The Doom Patrol Legion one.
Yeah, yeah.
Subs.
Yeah, yeah. That was a two-parter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come by a little bit. I think we'll see more of them. I think.
I hope so.
Me too.
So no news on the new Robot Man?
Not yet. No, they've just kind of had the, what do you call them? The solicits for October, November, maybe
when
December.
When does the first one come out?
Next month, October something.
Alrighty then.
Yes. So we will have to see what comes from that one.
Yep. I mean, if it's the only current quote-unquote Doom Patrol stuff, I guess we have to cover it.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Now, they did. There was... Oh, which book was it? It was Blue Beetle. They had the Brotherhood of Evil showed up there.
Oh, yes, you said.
We had Plasmus. We had Plasmus and Warp and Phobia, although they...
Ah, so the more recent.
Yeah, yeah. And they talked about Monsieur Malat and the brain being off somewhere in wherever. So I'm thinking we may see them again.
Well, that'd be nice.
It would be. It's nice to know the brain's around. It's nice to know Monsieur Malat is around. If those two are alive...
Well, especially when he's been killed, you know, a couple times already.
Exactly. We'll forget about that. New DC.
Yeah, yeah. That never ends. Yeah.
That's right.
We shall see, we shall see. I guess that's
exactly. A later
show.
Exactly. We will figure out where that Doom Patrol is showing up. And I don't think we've seen Beast Boy at all anywhere.
That's weird.
Now, I think they mentioned him in...
Red Robin?
No, Red Hood.
Red Hood, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, when they were talking about some of the past Titans, they mentioned Garfield. So presumably he's around. Now, whether he's Beast Boy, whether he's got a history with the Doom Patrol, we'll just have to wait and see. But he's around. And clearly, if the Brotherhood's around, there's got to be a Doom Patrol at some point, somewhere, kicking around.
One hopes.
Yes. We will see. We will see. In the meantime, if you guys have any thoughts about where we're going to see the Doom Patrol or what other Doom Patrol-related characters have popped up in this new 52,
yeah. You
can head on over. Yeah, exactly. You can head on over to our website there at doompodtroll.com. And all our episodes are up there, and feel free to leave a comment, what you want to see, who you think we're going to see, when you think we'll see them.
Awesome.
Exactly. Or you can send us an email to doompodtroll@gmail.com.
Yes.
Exactly.
Do so. Please do so.
Right.
We do so like it when people talk to us. It makes us feel like we're not doing this in a closet.
In a closet, Mary. That's right. Alrighty. We will catch you all next week.
Alright.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.